While the Farm Bill is at the top of most minds for everyone involved in agriculture, another issue right now beside it is the estate tax. And this week, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, along with over 30 other groups representing the ag industry, sent letters to the U.S. House and Senate urging them to provide farmers and ranchers with permanent and meaningful relief from the estate tax. Kat Backus, NCBA Associate Director of Legislative Affairs, explains what happens if Congress and the administration do not act before the end of the year to either extend the current exemption or repeal the law.
If Congress fails to act, we're going to see that exemption level drop from $5 million to $1 million and the tax rate go up from 35% to 55%. Those are numbers we haven't seen since 2000. And if that happens, we're going to see 15 times as many families having to pay the estate tax, 24 times as many farming estates vulnerable for the estate tax, and 13 times as many small businesses who will be forced to pay the estate tax. And that all adds up to about 1.2 million jobs that we're going to lose.
Backus said the estate tax affects more than just agriculture, so many groups are fighting for permanent repeal. But he also knows that with the current makeup of Congress and the White House, there's really not strong support for that.
Now, in the House of Representatives, there's very strong support for full permanent repeal. The Senate, it's hard. You know, we don't have as many true supporters over there, and the White House has not embraced that idea yet either. That being said, we're looking to have an extension of the current rates as they are until permanent repeal is possible. And I think as there begins to be more discussion here in the next year about comprehensive tax reform, I think anything's on the table. Good news is that death tax is not a revenue generator. It generates less than 1% of the overall revenue, so really it's not something that they would miss. However, it kills all the businesses who do generate that revenue.
He said if Congress really cares about farmers and ranchers, they need to deal with the estate tax right now, as NCBA will continue to make this a top priority. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.